Dear Islamic brothers, always remain affiliated with the fragrant religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. With its blessings, countless Islamic brothers and sisters who used to commit various types of sins have repented and started making determined efforts to convey the call to the righteousness far and wide. Summarized, here is a piece of writing of Islamic brother from Chishtiyan Sharif, Punjab. The sins of missing salah, shaving the beard, hurting the feelings of parents, etc. had become a major part of his life. He also possessed a fervor for music, bordering on obsession with songs and musics always saved on his mobile phone and computer. He was also heavily involved in misusing the internet and viewing sinful things online. He would not wear any trousers other than jeans due to his desire to appear fashionable. On the occasion of Eid, his father once had traditional clothing sewn for him. He refused to wear it. In obedience to his nafs, he purchased fashionable clothing and wore that instead. While lost in the pursuit of appearing fashionable, he did not once think to wear Islamic attire or adorn his head with an imamah. One day, at his local masjid, a new imam was appointed, who happened to be affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. It was the arrival of this imam that brought about a change in the life of this Islamic brother. The imam invited this Islamic brother to the weekly sunnah-inspired gathering slowly but surely. He began attending. One day, the imam gave a cassette tape to the father of this Islamic brother, which contained an audio speech entitled Murde Ki Bebasi. With the mercy of Allah Almighty, the gift changed the life of this Islamic brother. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. When he sat to listen to this speech, the state of his heart completely changed, and it was one statement of the speech that had the most profound effect upon him. This statement was, "Once a person dies, he will be placed in a pitch black grave. If he had a car, it will be left behind in this garage." Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. He immediately repented from all of his previous sins, deleted everything sinful from his computer and mobile, and joined the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madni channel, the religious environment was the reason for a person changing himself in a moment, from a life of sin and darkness to a life of good deeds and success. The Islamic brother went on to grow a beard in accordance with the sunnah, began wearing an imamah upon his head, and also began to dress according to the sunnah. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. At that time of giving this statement, the Islamic brother is a zimmedar working under the supervision of the Department of Education, striving to spread the message of Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yakinan muqaddar ka wo hai sikandar, jise khair se mil gaya madni mahol. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.